Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, it's post-game wrap here in Milwaukee. The Giants are finally packing up to head back home. What an incredible road trip and a game that I will not forget for a long time. That was just a terrific game. The Giants pitched a true bullpen game tonight against arguably the best pitcher in the sport right now. At the end of an 11-game, 12-day trip where they fought through doubleheaders and rainouts and played some good teams, and they hung in there and found a way to win this game, and I cannot imagine. We always use the term happy flight. That is going to be a happy group headed back to San Francisco tonight.
They could have come out flat. They really could have. They could have been like, oh, we had a pretty good road trip. You know, 7-4, pretty solid. We're tired. They could have come out and laid an egg tonight going up against Corbin Burns. And they fought. And they kept the game close. It was a perfect night to have a bullpen game, because every guy comes in and they're going to empty the tank and try to do their best to put up a zero. And you felt if they could keep it close, if it came down to maybe one swing of the bat, then you felt like this club had a pretty good chance to win the game. And they did just that. 1-0 game, and a couple really nice at-bats to get Burns out of the game to jack up his pitch count. And then you get in a situation with Trevor Gott, who we've seen before, and as good as he's been this year, he's prone to the long ball. I mean, he can give up the long ball. He can make a mistake. And Casale does a nice job of keeping that inning going to get your hottest hitter up, and Jock gets some motivation from someone in the crowd, and post-game interview is pretty priceless with his comment. What was that? Guy was talking something up there, but that was great. But anyway, so he comes up and gets the big home run. They tie it up. They got the momentum. And then, you know, Luis Gonzalez, he wants to – and not that him getting thrown out at second base in the seventh inning was his fault, but you know that he wants to do something positive on the field tonight. He wants to steal that base and get in scoring position and give his team a chance to win. Well, he was safe, and then he was out, and so he comes up to the plate. He wants to make a difference, and, man, did he ever make a difference. His first home run as a big leaguer puts his team ahead, and it was the game-winning home run, and a good moment for him. Obviously, great moment for the Giants, and a heck of a road trip.
Can I interrupt you for a second? By the way, since I toured the freaking MLB replay center, the Giants haven't gotten a single, not one. Seems like every replay call has gone against them. I went when we were in New York the first day, and it's just been one close call after another. Does it go the Giants' way? No. I don't know who I made mad while
well,
I was
even
there.
The ball, that even the one that Burns, they said the foot was on the bag early in the game, was overturned.
Anyway.
The double play.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Didn't matter tonight. Giants win anyway.
And this Giants team, and the Giants felt like they already had a good bullpen, that they proved it last year, and indeed they did, especially down the stretch. And there were a lot of bullpen games last September, and everyone was huge, including against the Dodgers twice in one weekend. So we've seen them put this stuff together. We've seen Gabe Kapler. He seems to have a real affinity for knowing when to make those moves, when to take a guy out, when to get the guy in an extra inning, whatnot. But going into this game in the last 6 days, the bullpen had pitched 32 and two-thirds innings. So, I mean, they're averaging more than five innings a night every night, and they already had a bullpen game. They pitched nine on Friday night, and just a total true bullpen game tonight. And so I think he's – I don't know if there's anybody any better at doing that kind of a thing, but the bullpen right now, they went 8-3 on this trip. And this past several days, the bullpen is just the backbone of the team. It's every day, day after day. So, wow. Another great performance tonight.
So true. And the three of us were talking with Gabe the other day when we heard the news about Anthony DeSclafani going on the injured list. Alex Cobb already had to earlier on this road trip. I mean, the Giants have lost Duggar, Cobb, DeSclafani, and Yastrzemski all on this trip and not missed a beat. And so you got two spots. You're going to have to bullpen here for a week and a half with a couple spots. And Gabe kind of smiled at us and said, that'll be a fun challenge for me. I think you're right. I think he does kind of relish these nights where he gets to do it. He's really good at it.
Yeah, he really is.
What a win. We'll pick players when we come back. Okay, post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick some players quickly, let DC pack us up and get us home. Sean, you did a great job all road trip long, so you get to lead us out.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you, John.
If I thought you were mediocre, you wouldn't get to go first.
I'd have to go last, but I appreciate that. Well, I mean, John, you convinced me in your talk about the bullpen. I mean, it's not one player, but I'm going to go bullpen. I mean, it really is one player, the whole bullpen, in the job that they did, not just tonight, but just on this road trip in general. I mean, tonight they were phenomenal, but they were phenomenal on Friday against the Nationals. They gave up one run total in that game. They gave up no earned runs tonight. And then in between, they pitched pretty darn well. Tonight, that was the difference. I mean, you have to have – your bullpen has to be lights out to beat Corbin Burns, and they were. So I'm giving it to the whole bullpen.
Yeah.
And even the guys that didn't pitch, I'm going to give it to them too.
Exemplary performance.
Yeah. Good pick. Take them all. John, who do you got?
Well,
there are two pretty good candidates left out
there. And I already did the highlight part where we have a new sponsor. Now we have the player of the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I gave that to Gonzalez, but the hit of the game, we have that too.
Oh,
so I gave that to Jock Peterson. So I'm going with Jock. I'm saving some good people for you, Dave, here. But I'm going with Jock because they were down 1-0. There were two outs in the eighth inning, and it wasn't just that he hit a home run; it was a breathtaking home run. Wow! And he hit bottom of that scoreboard out there. So, wow. And who knew? It was – Jock is still hot. It's just Corbin Burns is he's just pretty good. So, and Jock even coaxed a walk out of him because he was still seeing the ball really well. So, anyway, and even then, I think there were some strikes that were called against Jock that weren't even really strikes the two times he struck out. So, Jock Peterson, it's just really cool what he's doing right now. And what a moment to hit that particular home run. So he's my guy.
If you're a fan, don't taunt Jock Peterson. Yeah. That is a warning to everybody around the league. If he glares at you, he's stepping back in the box and going to do something spectacular. Man, that was awesome.
It was something.
Good pick.
Good
well,
pick.
I'll take Luis Gonzalez. We can tell the stories of Luis later because I know we got to go. But we talked to him before the game. He's a really delightful guy to talk to. And, you know, he's another Giants find. The Giants had a spot on their 40-man last August and claimed him, and he wasn't healthy, and they thought, we can get this guy healthy. And he came to the Cactus League this year, impressed everybody, and earned his way up here when the Giants' Stephen Duggar got hurt and had some good at-bats in Washington. But that was just a great at-bat tonight. And what a spot for your first big league home run. Tie game, ninth inning against a really good team in this hard-fought game. He'll never, ever, ever forget tonight.
Doesn't get any better than that, right? And what did you say? You talked to Dave on the pregame show, you hit a home run.
That's true. That's true. I'm going to remind him when we see him in the plane. It's good luck.
And that home run was just the aesthetics of it were
very beautiful.
Really something. And, I mean, that's genuine power. That was second deck right down the right field line. So they picked him up. Thinking when he's healthy, they picked him up for a moment just like this. So, and he delivered. So, there are opportunities with the Giants right now with all these guys hurt. So,
he got another hit too early in the game.
He did.
He's hitting over 300 now. So,
it happens fast when you're new. All right, what's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. And I'll just sum it up. The Giants finally get to go back home. 8 wins on the road. They welcome the A's in for the Bay Bridge series tomorrow. And if they're tired, if they're dragging, the good news is they give the ball to Carlos Rodon. That's pretty good.
That's the guy you want to be on the mound when you are tired and dragging and coming off an 11-day road trip. Just hop on the back of Carlos and let's go.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Thanks to everybody who helped us, not just tonight, but all road trip long, especially Darren Chan, for John Miller, for Sean Estes, for our partners Mike Kruko and Dwayne Kuiper, Dave Fleming saying so long here from Milwaukee. What a night for the Giants. They beat the Brewers 4-2.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.